Here's a preview of what you'll hear on this episode of Beyond the Wheel.
Because my end goal, no matter what kind of system I'm building or what kind of addition or upgrade that I'm trying to do, my goal is to get the customer to understand first what he's trying to build and get him focused on, you know, what it is he's trying to accomplish. When I can approach it as, okay, you want to be able to do this in the end, tell me what you want to do. Instead of, well, here, throw these batteries in and throw this inverter and this charger, you know, this charge controller. What I want to make sure is that the customer is fully aware of what their system is going to do for them, how it's going to perform, so that they know when they roll out, you know, I want them to know that exactly how their system is going to perform.
Now enjoy the show.
You are listening to Beyond the Wheel, a podcast about the people and ideas that drive the RV community forward.
This episode is brought to you by Battleborne Batteries, the best name in the RV and marine industry. These lithium batteries are designed and assembled in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. The best solution for your battery anxiety, so go check them out at battlebornebatteries.com.
Whether your adventure is on the road, on the water, or off the grid, Battleborne Batteries keep you out there longer.
Hey everyone, Kenny here. Do you travel with pets and are looking for a way to monitor and be alerted of temperature spikes in your RV while away? I've been using a temp stick in our RV for over 3 years, and I love the simplicity of being able to connect to any of our hotspots, as well as not having the hassle of any subscription or service fees. If you are looking for a reliable way to protect your pets while away, check out TempStick at TempStick.com.
Hey everyone, if you've been thinking about upgrading your power system in your RV, then we have a great show for you. Justin Ford of Panels Up Solar joined us in early December to talk about his new shop in Gulfport, Mississippi, where they are able to increase your battery capacity, solar panel array, install larger inverters, and so much more. Justin was in the Navy and was part of the Seabees division, where he would be responsible for turning plots of bare land into functioning communities. This included plumbing, construction, and electrical work. He then took this background and applied it to power systems and RVs and started the company Panels Up Solar. So let's get Justin on the show and learn more about him and his company.
Hi, Justin. Welcome to Beyond the Wheel. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and Panels Up Solar?
My name's Justin Ford. I'm the owner of Panels Up Solar. We are a company that helps people find energy solutions in their mobile platforms, whether it be an RV, a food truck, the marine environment, and also assisting with DIY off-grid installs.
Okay. And I think before we get into the actual company stuff, I think it's important for everyone to know that you're a veteran. Can you talk about what you did in the military and what years you were in?
Certainly. In 1990, I enlisted in the Navy Seabees. I started out I finished as a construction mechanic as well. I was working with the Seabees. The Seabees do both horizontal and vertical construction. And so I was involved in a lot of different construction products. I was in from 1990 all the way up to 2010. With being with the Seabees, we tended to work with a lot of different ratings as well. So I have a lot of experience or gained a lot of my experience in doing various stages of construction with the Seabees, doing electrical work, plumbing, you name it. Concrete work. Building, we were able to kind of float around a little bit and get involved in a lot of the different project aspects, and so it certainly taught me a lot.
And you guys, so as a CB, you guys could go into like a bare area and actually make a community out of it. Is that right?
Yes, we do. The CBs would go in. We could do camp development. We do road work. We build runways. We do as a CB, you know, the CB force does everything. I mean, it's, we can take an open field or an open forest or whatever, you know, and be able to convert, you know, a plot of land into a living working city. So
Yeah, so that sets you up nice for what you're doing now.
I wanted to, well, first, thank you for your service. And then I also have a question, probably a layman question. What is CB?
Well, CB technically stands for Construction Battalions. Back in well, it's a long story, but back in 42, they were coming up with a name for these construction battalions. And so, of course, the reference to the CB of construction and battalion kind of stuck. And so they came up with a character of a B. And because the CBs fell underneath the Navy, it was the CB. And so the, when you actually see a picture of the CB, you have a picture of a B carrying a Thompson submachine gun, and then a bunch of various hand tools in all of the other, the other four hands he's carrying, basically, wrenches and all kinds of hammers and tools that the construction force would use. And then his front two arms are carrying the Thompson submachine gun, because the CBs, it was, we build, we fight. The whole idea was that they would protect the areas that they built.
Okay, very cool. So I would imagine with this background, going into an RV and hooking up some solar and some batteries and inverters, it's probably maybe a walk in the park for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was definitely an easy transition to make from being able to work on equipment. I mean, during my time in the service, I worked on everything from small engines all the way up to heavy construction equipment, the bulldozers, the scrapers, all the heavy stuff as well. That gave me a pretty good mechanical background. It taught me a lot about the 12-volt side, or the DC current. And then being able to spread out into the other fields, I was able to get the electrical work. I got that part down. So, when I look at an RV and I see, all right, well, it's got, the AC components of, being able to plug things into outlets and that stuff came pretty simple because of my experience. And then having the batteries and the inverters, being able to convert DC power to AC power so that, you could store your energy in the batteries and convert it to power your toaster or hairdryer if you needed. It really all came to make sense fairly easy for me. So, and then the construction techniques that I picked up and the woodworking skills that I was able to gain, from my service, we're able to roll right into being able to modify or repair the RVs anyway. And so it when you're dealing with an RV, because there's so many pieces and components that are kind of all put together to form the RV anyway, it's a mash of, of a rolling house, and there's, a lot of different components that fit together. With my background, I was used to that anyway, and I had knowledge and everything, and it makes it fairly simple for me. And I can definitely see where a lot of people struggle. I've had certified electricians come in and tell me that, they just can't figure out how to wire their battery systems, because they can tell you all that needs to know, all the NEC standards and all the requirements to wire a house. But when it comes to the DC side, they just don't get it. So it's, I can definitely see where, some people are shy from being able to attempt a DIY, setup, but, at the same time, they see the benefits and, they know enough to realize that maybe they just don't have it all. And so, they end up giving me a call and say, hey, can you help me out? So,
yeah, I was one of those people. When we first set up this interview, I didn't realize that this was your company. So it was a surprise to see that you had started a company. But way back when I first met you, you were instrumental in providing guidance to me when I was installing my system. And so I'm wondering, I know you had a Facebook group for a while too. Were interactions like this an influence for you to start the company?
They were certainly an influence. When Stacy and I first went full time, we realized that for us, part of the lifestyle that we wanted to live was to be able to get off grid, not because we had to, but because we wanted to. We wanted to be able to get into you know, the vast public lands that were out there and be able to experience, you know, waking up, you know, next to a mountain or next to a lake, or, you know, have the option to be able to basically wake up wherever we want. And 2 days later, if we want to move, we move, and we find somewhere else to go. We wanted to do it on our own time, you know, on our own schedule, with our own abilities, being self-reliant. So solar at that point became a pretty big passion for me. I was able to gain a ton of knowledge. You know, now it was a little bit different. You know, there weren't as many solar groups out there. There were a few, very few installers. The solar equipment that was available was still rather expensive, and the lithium battery technology just wasn't all there. There wasn't a lot of information. There was a lot of people that were trying to do it to various levels, but it was a pretty expensive endeavor right from the get-go. I latched on, and because of my background, it definitely became a passion for me to be able to build my own system, make my own system work, you know, as autonomous as possible. But then as I started meeting people out on the road and talking to other people about, you know, the possibility of them coming out on the nomadic lifestyle as well, I always made sure that they realized that, you know, the solar is definitely an easier, or it makes it an easier path to be able to get out and spend time off grid in comfort. My goal was to try to help people to build their systems and make their systems better, so that, you know, they could get the same benefit that I was seeing. And I was spending an awful lot of time learning, you know, continuously learning, and then passing that information on to people that had the curiosity, and helping people get to the next level to be able to be self-sufficient, so that they didn't have to rely on plugging into a pedestal to live comfortably. It's not a difficult path to go down. It's, you know, in the end, but it's certainly beneficial if you're wanting to live with that security of being able to be, you know, self-sufficient. I get a lot of pleasure from being able to help people build these systems. And it was getting to a point where the amount of time and effort that I was spending to do this, I knew that, you know, there was a calling. I was starting to have people reach out and say, hey, can you help me with this installation? And for quite a few years, I've resisted the temptation to do the installs, just because it was going to slow down my travels, you know, to do the installation stuff. I've been instrumental in helping several other people get started doing their own installation businesses, giving them the education and teaching them so that they can get started.
Hey, Justin, what if somebody wanted to do a DIY project? Are you up for helping somebody do their own project on their own RV?
I knew that, you know, helping people do the DIY stuff was always a big possibility to help them be able to do their own installs. For me, my personal belief is that, you know, I can't install every system. But on the flip side of that is, or on the other side of that is that, you know, I can certainly help a lot of other people install their own system. I can teach many people to fish. That's my intention, is not only do the in-house installation, but also to be able to help people. As part of our business model, we are going to offer DIY seminars for the weekend. And we're going to allow people to, one, experience a controlled off-grid experience out here in my parking lot. We'll have discussions on all aspects of the solar energy solution and allow them to have access to the testing tools, give them a better idea of what their usage is, and to be able to successfully build a system, or set up a system that's going to accomplish what they need it to do. It all started as me helping one other guy with the knowledge that I had, and it's just spread from there. And in the end, you know, I'm hoping to be able to build a couple of different places down the road. I want to expand and you know, have a couple different places around the country to offer, you know, DIY assistance, and to offer installation services for those that just they can't get to that point where they're comfortable doing it themselves, or they may have physical reasons. You know, they not everybody can physically get up onto the roof of their RV and install panels. And, you know, so we get that. At the same time, those people, you know, can certainly get out into the national forest, the national parks, the, you know, state parks, and you know, experience life off grid. But then there's also an alternative motive where the more people that I can get to experience the national parks, the national forest, the BLM land, all of that, the more people that I can get out there that want to be out there to be able to experience the natural beauty and you know, what the public land has to offer, the more set of eyes of caring people we're going to end up being able to put out there in those parks. Mm-hmm. Right now, all of those agencies that are managing our public lands, they're all suffering or at a point where they just don't have the budget to bring people in to properly manage the ground. Unfortunately, what that ended up meaning is that when a place is overrun by trash, so the more people that I can assist get out and access those public lands, the more eyes that we'll be able to have from people that actually care about it. Hopefully it'll help promote and increase the ability for either larger groups going out and helping to help the organizations, the management organizations, or at least help the managing organizations to help take care of this property.
Justin, I'm curious, just why do you feel so passionate about getting people off grid and enjoy what the national parks have to offer?
When things get overrun, unfortunately, the management at this point, their easiest solution is to shut it down. That's certainly not something I want for my grandkids. I want my grandkids to have the same ability that I've had and to be able to go out onto the public lands. And 40, 50 years from now, I want them to realize that when they have the opportunity to go out and experience the same thing, that they can say, you know what, Grandpa, he sure did talk about this nomadic lifestyle, but now I see exactly what he was saying. I want my family down the road to experience the same stuff I have, to wake up to the wonder of seeing the sunrise, you know, on the backside of a mountain.
Yeah, I often hear people ask, at what point will my solar and battery system pay for itself? And my answer, which isn't really my own answer, I got it from somebody else, is the first time you use it. The first time you get to go out and experience that off-grid life, and like you said, you know, you wake up with the sunrise and the view of the mountains, and you're out there all on your own. I think it paid for itself right there. I actually believe I got that answer from the RV geeks, but they're so right about that. It's not always just a financial investment and when am I going to get my money back and when will this start paying for itself. It really is a lifestyle investment and a piece, just the freedom investment.
Right. There's definitely that peace of mind knowing that even for somebody who's bouncing from RV park to RV park and they just want to extend their travel destination, so, you know, it takes them 2 or 3 days to get somewhere, having the ability to pull into a Harvest Host or Boondocker's Welcome and, you know, just spend a night or two and not have to worry about being, you know, being plugged in or being tied to the grid. It's very freeing to know that you can set up travel plans in a moment's notice and be able to just say, okay, Thursday, we're going to leave here and we're going to go to some other location. It's going to take us 3 days and we're going to stop at this Cracker Barrel and this Harvest Host. And then we're going to finally end up at our final destination where we'll hang out for, you know, a few days. To have that ability and know that, you know, all of your needs are met, you know, just to keep the refrigerator going, or for individuals that have to run around with a CPAP machine, there's all kinds of limitations that people face. And nowadays, the systems can really, really be tailored to allow you to properly set up the system to be able to accomplish whatever you need it to do. When we first started this evolution 5 years ago, it was unheard of to hear of somebody running an air conditioner off of solar. It was always going to be an extremely expensive endeavor, and it was darn near impossible. Technology nowadays, you can certainly do it. You know, depending on how much how big your battery bank is, you can get them to run for an extended period of time. You can get them to run all night if you really wanted to. The system can be built at this point, and not for some super absorbent cost. The cost of all the components, the cost of the solar panels, the cost of the batteries, they've come down drastically since we first started this thing.
in Panels Up Solar, do you take on large installs, or do you just do upgrades, or do you do all that, or what kind of jobs do you take on?
Our goal is to be able to help everybody, whether it's a large install, a small install, a repair. Our goal is to be able to help everybody. There's a possibility that I may not be able to get to you today or tomorrow, or possibly not even next month. But, you know, if you're willing to wait, I will eventually be able to get to you. My installs are all handled on a first come, first serve kind of thing. Unfortunately, I do see quite a few solar repairs that come through the shop. There's quite a few people that are out installing systems that are trying to capitalize on the popularity. And some of them are not exactly high quality people, you know, so there's definitely installs out there that things get installed wrong. I can't even tell you how many people have contacted me and say, and tell me about, you know, installations that they've just had done that have never worked from the day they rolled out of the installation bay. They end up getting fed up, and then they reach out to me just out of desperation. Look, we've heard from this manufacturer, that manufacturer. You're the guy. You know, you're the one that we need to talk to. You know, at that point, it's like, all right, you know, well, let me see what I can do.
Is that typically how it works, Justin? Do people come to you and say, hey, you know, we want to be able to do this off grid? Or do they usually come to you and say, look, this is what we want to put in our RV? Or is it, I guess maybe it's a mix of both.
I'd get a mix of both. One of the things that I concentrate on is that, unfortunately, there's such a mix of information available through the different social media platforms. And you know, there's so many ideas. And I'm not going to say that the process that I use to do an installation is the only way to do it. I mean, there's a lot of ways to install. But what ends up happening is that people will go and they'll see a snippet of this video, or they'll read a little bit of this blog post, and they put together this mix of different ideas and methods. And some of them come up to me and say, look, I want to do this, and I want to put this in, and I want to put this in. My initial phone call with them, my initial consult is always, you know, okay, if you know approximately what you're looking to do, well, tell me about how you came about this information. How did you decide that this is the inverter you want? How did you decide that, you know, this is the size of battery bank? Because my end goal, no matter what kind of system I'm building or what kind of addition or upgrade that I'm trying to do, my goal is to get the customer to understand first what he's trying to build and get him focused on, you know, what it is he's trying to accomplish. When I can approach it as, okay, you want to be able to do this in the end, tell me what you want to do, instead of, well, here, throw these batteries in and throw this inverter and this charger, you know, this charge controller. What I want to make sure is that the customer is fully aware of what their system is going to do for them, how it's going to perform, so that they know when they roll out, you know, I want them to know that exactly how their system is going to perform. If there's a limitation of budget or space or whatever the limitation is, when we sit down and we talk about their system, it's going to allow them to say, okay, my budget today is these batteries. And so if they approach me with, well, I can buy this setup, and I was watching this video and they said that I can use this inverter, and well, here's your goals. Here's what you want them to do. And here is why that will either work or it won't work, or it's not going to, you know, it's not going to satisfy your needs. I can make sure that they're aware at the end what their performance is going to be.
Do you work with all manufacturers, or are you just focused on certain ones?
I work with, you know, reputable companies. I've got a great relationship with Battleborn and Victron, and I know that if I do an install and something ends up not working the way it's supposed to on that install, if it turns out to be a component issue or you know, something wrong with one of the parts, or you know, that I install into the RV, that I know that I can call up the vendor, you know, whether it's Battleborn or Victron or any of the other vendors that I deal with, and say, look, you know, this is going on. They know who I am. They know, you know, they know where I'm coming from. They know that I'm looking at the equipment. I've worked through the equipment. If there happens to be a warranty issue, they know that you obviously know what you're doing. We have a good relationship, and so it helps speed the process of any kind of repairs, any kind of warranty coverage. That's going to be huge as well, to know that, all right, we went to Panels Up Solar, we've got this install done. If for some reason something comes up and a component has to be warrantied, they know that, all right, the install was done at Panels Up Solar. A reputable installer, it was somebody that we know, that we trust, it was done right. And it's not like you're going to a shade tree installer or somebody who's running around in a minivan driving out to the national forest and throwing together a system. It's someone that they work with on a regular basis and that they trust, that they're willing to throw their necks out on the line and say, you know what, you need something done, you give this shop a call.
Justin, what does an install process include from start to finish, and how long does an average install take?
When I have a customer come to the shop, I tell them, come the day before your installation is scheduled. We'll go over your installation. We'll talk about where components are going to be mounted. We're going to talk about what all is going to be installed, the benefits that you're going to get out of it. Make sure that there's no changes, that if there was a question on whether or not you wanted 8 batteries versus 6, or if there's a question on where the stuff is going to be mounted, is it questionable on whether or not we're going to fit 8 panels on a 22-foot trailer? If there's questions like that, we can discuss it the day before your installation. You can stay the night in my parking lot. You turn your unit over to us. We've got a ton of places down here for people to stay. Then once we finish the install, you come back to my lot. Again, you spend another night out in my lot, putting the system through its paces, making sure that everything works, everything functions the way it's supposed to, that the solar system is collecting as much power as you expected it to, and that everything just works and that you're 100% satisfied. The next morning, if something goes wrong, if you're not happy with something, if you realize, oh, well, wait a second, this isn't functioning the way I want it to or need it to, or I'm having trouble logging into, the system or whatever, you have that opportunity to, we'll get it taken care of, right there before you leave. Then down the road, if something goes wrong, I will make sure that whatever your needs are, that we get them addressed, whether it's, working with the vendors to make sure that if there is a warranty issue that it's covered. Give me a call and we'll work through it. We're going to be around for the long term. And so, you can count on us to make sure that your system is going to work the way it's supposed to.
What about on the flip side, Justin? Do you guys sell components if people needed them?
If there was somebody who wanted to do a DIY install, we will certainly help provide those components. We do have a small retail space here in the building. It's just going to keep growing. My goal is to be able to have, at least a couple months worth of installs here in the building, or at least, a couple months worth of the components. My goal is to be able to allow people to walk in and get what they need. When we first started the business, I didn't realize at the time that was also going to take up so much of my day. We are starting to get more and more walk-in traffic here in the near future. What we may end up doing is trying to restrict our customer service hours so that, I can say, okay, I can take, 3-4 hours during the day. And this is the window that people can walk in and we can help the walk-in people. We can help, people that want to call or that end up calling us and saying, hey, I'm doing this DIY install. I want to help everybody, and it makes it really tough to be able to help everybody and get the installs done and run the business. And, I can help more people if I can also bring in more people to help me. My goal is to build a team of qualified, educated people to assist the customers and achieve what they want to do or what they need to achieve.
Justin, is it currently just you and Stacy, your wife, at the company, or do you have other employees at the moment?
I just recently brought in somebody to help me do the installs. There's some things that you just can't do by yourself. We got to the point where we realized that it was starting to have an effect on the overall business. I'll tell you what, we got extremely lucky finding him.
think that's great because as a business owner, you wear a lot of hats. And I would imagine it's easy to get distracted from a job to do, you know, inventory or a phone call or anything like that. So I think that's great. I think it's great that you're looking to expand too. Sorry, Sean, go ahead.
I was just wondering, well, a two-part question. How long does the average install take to complete? And then how far in advance do people need to start talking to you to get on your schedule?
We are already booking out January, February timeframe right now.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of advance notice just because of our schedule. The other part is that because of the shipping situation being what it is with a lot of the components, believe it or not, I'm having an easier time getting the major components than I am the small stuff. Copper wire has been hard to get a hold of. The required battery lugs, the fuses, the, you know, small stuff like that. There's a lot of minor components that, you know, they're $5, $10 components that are becoming difficult to get a hold of. And of course, the costs are rising a little bit. If I can have 4 to 6 weeks at least, that allows me the opportunity to make sure that either I pull it from my own stock or I have to bring stuff in. Having, you know, a couple weeks to make sure that everything comes in, people can make plans on where they're going to go, where they're going to stay. It just helps things flow a whole lot better in the end. Now, a typical install can go anywhere from, you know, as small as 35 hours up to 60 hours for a scheduled install. When I was doing it by myself, that's 35 hours, you know, 35 to 60 hours for that install that I've got to, you know, we're talking about man hours, and that's me to put into it. As I develop the team, as I grow, the man hours are going to be the same, but my end goal is to build a team that, you know, we're going to be able to get through an install, you know, in a couple of days. I would love to be able to get through an RV and do a decent size RV installation in 2.5 to 3 days. If I can successfully do the 2.5 to 3 days, then adding in the smaller systems, you know, the inverter upgrades or the solar charge upgrades, you know, just being able to get those through, you know, in a day is where I would like it to end up being.
I'm sure I can't be the only one who is curious about this. I'm sure there's listeners that are wondering, Justin, just what's the largest system that you have installed as far as solar panels, batteries, and a charge controller?
When it comes down to it, I mean, I was helping a gentleman the other day with a DIY off-grid setup that actually had twin Quattro 48 volt, 5,000 volt amp inverters, a 48 volt battery bank. He was putting 10 solar panels up on his garage. You know, when looking at the size of potential output, that definitely is up there. but I just finished up. In fact, I was doing testing this morning on a small, it's a 22 foot Grand Design 2250 RK trailer. It's a bumper pool trailer that I ended up installing 8 Battleborn batteries under the bed. I did a 3000 volt amp Victron inverter. I did a DC to DC charge controller so that he can achieve charging from the alternator on the tow vehicle. And I was able to Tetris 8 215 watt solar panels up on our roof, avoiding any, you know, avoiding all of his vent and all the different TV antenna and air conditioner and all that stuff. I was able to avoid all that stuff. And so he's got, you know, 1720 watts of solar on a roof that theoretically the rubber part of the roof is only 20 feet long. It was 240 inches long. I was able to shoehorn 8 of these panels up on the roof of this small trailer for a 22 foot trailer that, you know, it's got a pretty epic system.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of juice.
He's going to be one happy camper.
Yeah, yeah, he's certainly going to be happy. But another epic one that I finished up just before this one, I actually did it in two stages. I had a customer come in with a Class B. It was a country house Class B. It's a small Class B. It's a luxury Class B. The company is out of Florida. It's on a Ford Transit chassis with the Eco what is it, EcoPower V6 or the small V6 that they have?
Yeah, the EcoBoost.
Yeah, the EcoBoost. Yeah, that's it. It's a really neat chassis. The floor plan of this thing was pretty neat. It had two twin beds. So underneath one of the beds was all the storage capacity for his dresser and, you know, all his clothes and all that stuff. Under the other side was he originally had a Xantrex inverter. It was a 2000 watt inverter. Underneath the chassis, he had two AGM batteries. The previous owner had installed four GoPower solar panels up on the roof. The solar panels never worked from the get-go. Apparently, the original installer had some medical issues and was not able to finish the build. So the original owners then sold the RV to my customer. And so he wanted to go pretty epic. It's an all-electric coach. There's no gas on the coach. There's no generator on the coach. We went and installed an entire Victron system. It's a 24-volt nominal system. And we started off with two of Victron's latest 25.6 volt 200 amp hour batteries, the Lynx bus bar set up with the Lynx smart shunt, two distributors, and we threw in a Victron 150 charge controller, 100/50 MPPT charge controller, and added two more solar panels, two more GoPower solar panels up on the roof. Because the coach is an all electric coach, it's got a heat pump on the roof. It's got, you know, it's a pretty interesting coach with a really neat layout and little induction stove and a microwave and everything. And the install just turned out, the original portion of the install turned out really great. And he realized that after we did two of the batteries in his install, he decided that he wanted to add a little bit more capacity. So he bought a third battery. And so we were able to get it in. So the underside of his other twin bed is all of his utilities. It turned out to be a really epic system. You know, for a small package, the capacity that he has in this van now, you know, he's got three of these Victron batteries at 200 amp hours each at 24 volts. So the density, the energy density that he's got, the energy storage density is just huge. He can realistically run his heat pump or AC unit all night long and, you know, completely, you know, off batteries alone. That was definitely a fun build. I definitely enjoyed doing that one.
And how do people get a hold of you, Justin?
We have a couple different ways that we can be reached. Our phone number is 228-363-9121. Bear with us because, you know, and sometimes we can't get to the phone right away. So, you know, if you'd like to leave a message, we will certainly get back to you one way or the other. If you want to send us an email, you can reach us at sales@panelsupsolar.com. We also have our website at panelsupsolar.com. People can go and see past builds that we've done. They can see what kind of work we put out, whether you're in a Class A, a Class C, B, you know, fifth wheel or travel trailer. You know, we have examples up there for all of them. We're on Facebook. We do chat through Facebook as well. So we have a ton of ways to be contacted. Between us all, we try to reply anything to start the conversation, and then we can work it out. If you're looking to do an install, you know, reach out to us and we'll set up an appointment to actually do a one-on-one consult so that we can find out what your needs and wants are and then appropriately build the size system that you're looking for. You know, give you a realistic estimate on, you know, what it's going to cost and let you know when we can get you into the shop to get it done.
All right, Justin. Well, I think that is all of our questions for now, unless there is anything that we might have missed or that you would like to add to the conversation before we let you go.
No, nothing in particular. I'm really excited at the way things have been going. It's definitely it kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Things have been moving, you know, a whole lot quicker than I had originally anticipated. So we're definitely growing, and I would like to thank you guys for reaching out and helping us out as well. It's definitely been helpful and you know, a neat experience to be able to have the manufacturers actually reach out to us and say, hey, what can we do? it's been a neat experience, and I think it's just going to amount to even greater things. Hopefully everybody's going to be able to benefit. I have a vision, I have a goal, and I'm going to see this through.
We really do thank you for taking the time. We know you're super busy, and we really do thank you for taking the time to chat with us for a little bit.
For anybody listening, we're actually recording this on a Saturday just to make sure that we could get this all to work out okay.
Yeah, and the timing actually worked out pretty well because, like I said, I just finished up this other install, and it allowed me to take a few hours that I could do this and kind of relax a little bit. And of course, you know, the whole time I've been sitting here, I've been, you know, looking out my window at the shop and thinking, wow, I need to do that, and I need to do that. So yeah, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to do this though, and I will certainly anytime, you know, I will certainly come back as we build this and grow. As things change and as things get better, I will certainly stay in contact, and I hope you guys do too.
That's great. Thank you very much, Justin.
Thanks to Justin for coming on the show and talking about his new company, Panels Up Solar. It is great to see more installers coming to the industry. There is such a demand for off-grid products on RVs, but we need people like Justin to put them on the RV. We wish him success in this endeavor. Please see the links in the show notes to check out his company. As mentioned in the discussion, he has a good relationship with Battleborne Batteries, who are sponsors of our show. Kenny and I use these batteries in our RVs and would not RV without them. Also, if you travel with pets, you need to check out our other sponsor, TempStick. When Julie and I became pet owners, we bought the TempStick to alert us of temperature fluctuations when Toby is in the RV alone. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you in 2 weeks with a new episode.
This episode is brought to you by Battleborne Batteries, the best name in the RV and marine industry. These lithium batteries are designed and assembled in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. The best solution for your battery anxiety. So go check them out at battlebornbatteries.com.
Hey everyone, Kenny here. Do you travel with pets and are looking for a way to monitor and be alerted of temperature spikes in your RV while away? I've been using a TempStick in our RV for over 3 years, and I love the simplicity of being able to connect to any of our hotspots, as well as not having the hassle of any subscription or service fees. If you are looking for a reliable way to protect your pets while away, check out TempStick at tempstick.com.